Listening second.
再度音声を聞き、次の質問に対する最も適切な答えをそれぞれ選びなさい。英文は2回読まれます。
On June 12th in 1652, New Amsterdam, now New York City, created a law prohibiting citizens from riding horses at high speed within city limits. Since then,Speed limits have been a basic part of the American way of life. Hartford, Connecticut imposed the first car speed limit in the U.S., an 8-mile-per-hour limit in the city center and 12 miles per hour in the suburbs. It was in the early 20th century. Once the idea of speed limits spread across the country,Local police officers tried their hardest to invent methods to enforce the law. This wasn't always such an easy matter. For example, when Hartford's law was imposed, the only vehicle available for police officers to use for a chase was the bicycle. An officer on a bicycle was quite capable of catching any shameless criminal found driving at 10 miles per hour,but was poorly equipped to catch those who were racing around at 40 miles per hour. Westchester County, New York, therefore, introduced the stopwatch as a means of measuring the average speed of a car between fixed points. Over the next few decades, different technologies would be used to calculate the rates. There was a report about an interesting speed trap that was quite advanced for its era.New York City Commissioner William McAdoo set up a series of three dummy tree trunks at 1-mile intervals along Hudson Street. A police officer equipped with a stopwatch and a telephone was concealed inside each fake tree. When a car sped past the first post, the officer inside telephoned the exact time to the officer in the next tree.The second officer set his watch accordingly. When the car passed his post, he worked out its speed for the mile. If the speed was above the limit, he telephoned the officer in the third tree. At last, the third officer lowered a pole across the road and stopped the car. Listen again.
On June 12th in 1652, New Amsterdam, now New York City, created a law prohibiting citizens from riding horses at high speed within city limits. Since then, speed limits have been a basic part of the American way of life. Hartford, Connecticut imposed the first car speed limit in the U.S., an 8-mile-per-hour limit in the city center,and 12 miles per hour in the suburbs. It was in the early 20th century. Once the idea of speed limits spread across the country, local police officers tried their hardest to invent methods to enforce the law. This wasn't always such an easy matter. For example, when Hartford's law was imposed, the only vehicle available for police officers to use for a chase was the bicycle.An officer on a bicycle was quite capable of catching any shameless criminal found driving at 10 miles per hour, but was poorly equipped to catch those who were racing around at 40 miles per hour. Westchester County, New York, therefore, introduced the stopwatch as a means of measuring the average speed of a car between fixed points. Over the next few decades,Different technologies would be used to calculate the rates. There was a report about an interesting speed trap that was quite advanced for its era. New York City Commissioner William McAdoo set up a series of three dummy tree trunks at 1-mile intervals along Hudson Street. A police officer equipped with a stopwatch and a telephone was concealed inside each fake tree.When a car sped past the first post, the officer inside telephoned the exact time to the officer in the next tree. The second officer set his watch accordingly. When the car passed his post,
He worked out its speed for the mile. If the speed was above the limit, he telephoned the officer in the third tree. At last, the third officer lowered a pole across the road and stopped the car.